Hola.
Hello, my name is Crochet. Returning your call for customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, let's see here. What did you say your name was?
Crochet.
Could you spell that?
Crishay.
Okay, Crochet. If I give you an order number, can you tell me the status of it?
I can look it up by your zip code.
All right. 35133.
First and last name.
Charles Head, H-E-A-D.
Not seeing that then I think I'm gonna have to type your name in. Okay, you said Charles, Charles.
Correct.
Sir, I'm not seeing an account. When did you make this account? Well, when did you order?
I think it was last Tuesday, a week ago today, maybe the 22nd.
Do you know the email that you used to order?
Do I know what?
The email.
Talking about mine or yours?
Yours. Did you use on the account?
Charles.head@yahoo.com.
Yeah, I'm not pulling up an account.
Well, you're charging my credit card.
For how much, sir? How much was the charge?
Well, there's a $7.95 shipping fee, and you also tried to charge $54.95.
Can I have the first six of that card number that was associated with the account?
Just a moment. What were you asking from the card?
The first six numbers.
First six.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, I'm going to need the last four. Can I get the first six?
437802.
Hold on one moment. You said four. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it again.
Mm-hmm.
437802.
Okay, can I have the last four?
042905.
No, I need the last four.
The last four, 2905. Which one last six?
No, it's nothing popping up on here for you.
I'm sorry?
It's nothing that's popping up.
Nothing popping up?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, I had ordered goods. Am I going to get the goods?
If you ordered them, sir, it should send them this day, but I don't even think you have an account, so I don't think you order anything if you're not popping up.
Well, yes, I did. I responded to an email, and I have an order confirmation email back with an order number.
Do you have the order ID?
I would say yes. It's a string of numerical digits.
Okay. Can I get it?
6809909399.
No, it's still popping up. Do we have a campaign ID on there?
I'm sorry?
Do we have a campaign ID?
Just a moment. Pull up the email.
Let me try to answer it. What's the answer? Can I try your address?
Address? Uh-huh. 181 Hallman Trail. H-A-L-L-M-A-N.
H-A-L-L-M-A-N.
Trail.
Trailer?
Trail. T-R-A-I-L.
Okay.
Sorry?
It's not popping up. Your account's not popping up. I can't even see what you're trying.
Okay. Well, here's what I need you to do. Mm-hmm. I suspect that this whole thing is really a fraud. You do realize that most everything y'all do is fraudulent, right?
I'm here.
Well, I asked the question. I said, do you do realize that most everything you do is fraudulent? Okay, if you're not going to answer. Okay, my bank rejected the $54.95. But the $7.95 shipping cost that I was made aware of through the email that your people sent me,
yes, sir,
it needs to be credited.
Okay, but we're not fraudulent, sir. You probably didn't order.
Okay, I cannot hear you because of the status.
The things we're doing is not fraudulent. You can check with your bank and see what it was because it's not with us. Because we tried everything to pull up your account and you're not in our account.
Well, it is me. All right. Now, the phone number that I was given to call was 866-203-7820.
Mm-hmm.
And you typically answer customer service. Now, I asked for a call back, and so you've called me back. You're with customer service, right?
Customer support. We are customer support.
Well, customer support then. Okay. I can't help that you cannot find something in your system that related to me. I mean, I talked with a representative last week, Miriam, where my wife had placed an order and it was fraudulent. And so we got that killed and hopefully took her out of the system. But I had responded to a promotional email and got in return an order confirmation. So I don't know why you can't find that order number.
Sir, it probably be with someone else, not with us.
Who is us?
Our company.
What's the company name?
Factory Direct Store.
Factory Direct Store. Well, it sounds just like y'all. Why would they have you call me back on a callback if it wasn't you?
Sir, I spoke with my supervisor and she said it's not us. She said you're going to have to see with your bank because we're not pulling up anything with you.
Okay, I've already spoken with the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And they've killed the subscription part of that thing that where you, I don't know where you got the number, $54.95.
Mm-hmm.
My banking institution and Visa. Visa is one that is kicking it. They disallowed that. But there's a $7.95 shipping charge that if you're not going to ship me the goods, you need to credit my account. Hello?
Yes, sir. My manager said you're going to have to call your bank.
No, I've already talked to the bank. And what needs to happen is I need to contact the people that is making the charge.
I understand, sir, but it's not us doing the charge if we can't pull up an account with you.
Well, who gave you my number as a referral for a callback?
You did, sir.
Well, do you recognize 866-203-7820?
Yes, sir. I tried looking it up by that too. It's not working.
Well, that's the phone number that came through associated with the charge to the Visa account. So you're it. Y'all can't charge people money and then deny knowing anything about it. Put your supervisor on the line. Hello?
One moment. Okay.
Okay, what?
I'm getting transferred.
Thank you.